This is a very, very important hearing for the state of Colorado, because we know that that is where 80% of the world's oil shale reserves are located. And so it is important for us to hear from the chief executive of Colorado, Bill Ritter.
My state, the state of Colorado, is home to extraordinary oil shale resources, among the richest in the world. The area is estimated to hold nearly 500 billion barrels of proven oil shale reserves. That's more than double the proven reserves of Saudi Arabia. Successful development could provide a substantial new source of domestic oil for the United States of America. But past efforts to develop Colorado's oil shale, quite frankly, failed due to technical, economical, and environmental challenges. These challenges remain. Certainly, Colorado is ready and able to help this country meet its future energy needs. But at the same time, we must be thoughtful and responsible about our approach, especially in light of the magnitude of such development and the potential for significant impacts. I have serious concerns about the pace of federal efforts to develop a commercial oil shale leasing program before public and private research efforts are completed, before we fully understand what the impacts to air, to water, to wildlife, and to the Western Slope communities will be. Colorado is committed to working with the federal government and with industry on oil shale efforts going forward, but it requires a thoughtful approach rather than a rush to premature leasing and regulatory decisions that will create legal rights and expectations before we have any understanding of the full impact.
And I think between 2008, where we are now, to 2015, there's going to be, as I understand it, 50,000 to 60,000 wells in this whole area of the state. So my question to you, Governor Ritter, is how is the state already making a contribution to meeting the oil and gas and energy needs of the country in this area?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think in my testimony, I addressed just last year's permitting. It was over 6,200 and some permits that were allowed. And we have seen, just in a five-year period, just an extreme increase in the development of both oil and gas resources with significant impacts to the Western Slope.
A couple of questions to Secretary Allard. First, when I look at your chart on oil shale development on public lands, you have at some point on that chart this little brown dot that says project completion, phase three commercial. When do you think that will happen? What are your...
Senator, it's hard to predict that because...
2011?
I think
2016?
Probably in the latter half of the, say, 2015 beyond.
Okay, so between 2008 and 2015, whatever happens here will not have any impact in terms of adding additional supply to the oil markets of America. Is that correct?
Not physical supplies. That's correct.
Okay. And let me ask you about water availability. Under the Colorado River Compact, as the governor described, there's a significant share of water of the Colorado River between all of the seven states, upper basin, lower basin. We have a share of water within Colorado that we are entitled under the compacts to consume for Colorado water users. Do you know today how much of that water consumption under those compacts would be required to be able to implement a commercial oil shale leasing program?
Senator, we do not, and that's part of the purpose of the RD&D leases, to try to determine that. Let me point out, though, that will be a state decision.
Let me ask you, because of the limited amount of time, I'm going to try to go through some of these questions. Okay, we do not know how much water is going to be required for oil shale development in Colorado because of the fact that we don't know whether or not the technology is there to be able to develop the oil shale or what kind of technology is going to be used. And that is specifically the purpose for the research and development projects that are underway, is for us to be able to develop that kind of information.